Hi everybody and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, CEO and founder of This Woman Can, the community for women to maximise their career potential with confidence to the boardroom and beyond. Now, my goal with This Woman Can, let's just get real about this. My goal with This Woman Can really is the focus to break down the barriers that women face in their careers. And apart from the gender imparity, unconscious biases, our perception of self and approach in leadership roles, one of the things that we really, really, really don't like to talk about is M-O-N-E-Y, money. For women, financial independence isn't just a matter of strength, it's a matter of necessity. Longevity plus wage and opportunity inequality means that women have to work harder to save more and be in charge of their finances. From retirement to financial management, there are steps, however, women and everyone can take to better control their financial lives. It's important to consider the relationship between gender and money, and something we don't always see, and how this may impact on the way financial institutions engage with customers, i.e. us. This relationship is complex and affects women in different ways depending on their lived experiences and the different structural barriers they may encounter. So first of all, let's look at socialization. This plays a large factor in the way women approach money. There are different expectations placed on men and women in society that may overall shape their behavior. This can affect all aspects of someone's life, and their finances really are no exception. Socialization reinforces gender stereotypes that can affect how women interact with money. For example, girls often receive messages when they're growing up that women aren't good at maths as men. And receiving these messages regularly can have an effect on their confidence and in turn their maths performance in the classroom. Therein, this means there is a large drop-off of girls choosing, say, STEM subjects at school, and even though the performance between girls and boys is roughly the same. If a woman internalises these messages, they may see themselves inherently bad at maths and therefore bad with money, even if this doesn't match up with their own experience. And this can be further reinforced when women receive patronising or overly complicated language from financial sector workers. Outdated perceptions of gender roles still remain both present, overtly and subconsciously within society. There's traditional views of gender, which include the idea that a male in heterosexual relationships should be the breadwinner of the family and take care of the finances. And despite the fact that most women work and manage their own finances and in some cases earn more than the man. Let's move on to gender pay gap. So much has been written, researched and said about this. On average, women earn less than men, and there can be a number of factors that contribute to this discrepancy, including women working in traditionally feminized industries with lower paying wages, women performing the majority of unpaid, caring and household work, unconscious biases in hiring and pay decisions. There's also the lack of flexibility to support caring responsibilities and career breaks that impact on opportunities for career progression. And with the pandemic, we are already seeing reports of women stepping back from their careers to manage their families. And if these women feel forced to leave the workforce, we'll end up with far fewer women in leadership and far fewer women on track to be future leaders. And all the progress we've built up over the past years will be erased. Next is caring and unpaid work. And although women are in the workforce at greater numbers than ever before, the majority of unpaid caring and household work is still done by women. Time spent out of the workforce performing this unpaid work can greatly affect women's financial well-being. The majority of carers and children for the elderly and children and people with disabilities are women, which can again impact on their ability to participate in the workforce. Taking time out of the workforce can have a significant impact on career progression for women, which is often compounded by a lack of flexibility when they do return to work. And this is particularly prevalent in higher paid, upper level roles, which impact greatly on women's earning potential upon return to work. And due to this lack of flexibility, many women returning to work will opt for either a part-time or casual roles that are generally lower paid and less secure. This again contributes to the gender pay gap and women's pension provision. So much. Financial independence isn't just about how much money you have. It's also about having the confidence to make your own decisions. You know, whether you're male, female, single or married, we all need to be in control of our financial lives. But women especially need to take greater charge, because by doing so, we can each be part of the drive for a gender equal world, for not just ourselves, but also for future generations. If you would like support on how you can navigate some of the gender issues when it comes to pay, comes to salary, negotiations, asking for more, you can head over to www.thiswomancan.coach. Join the community. This is where we give you the support, the advice, the guidance to help you navigate these challenging aspects of your career. And best of all, it's free. So I really can't wait to meet you in the This Woman Can community. So remember, until next time, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time.